Hey, who wants to live longer? Go to superhumanradio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekdays.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show planned today. Really, really exciting stuff that we're going to be talking about. During the first hour, we're going to be talking to Danny Aguirre. Danny was given 3 months to live. That was 8 years ago. Danny is a competitive strength athlete, and he's going to tell us his story about his journey beating cancer and using a lot of the things that we talk about in the physical culture community to do so. He astonished and astounded his physicians, and we're going to talk to him during the first hour. During the second hour, you've heard me complain that the medical orthodoxy does not give muscle the respect that it deserves, that muscle can actually help stave off disease and reduce the risk of metabolic syndrome, yet doctors don't pay any attention to it. Well, there is a doctor who does pay attention to it, and he's coming on during the second hour of the show. He's been on the show before. He's Dr. Bryant Stanford. He is an AP published author for a variety of newspapers around the country. And he's going to talk about a series of articles that he just wrote specifically citing this issue. It's going to be very, very important. Okay, let's get started. Our first interview starts with Danny Aguirre. How you doing, Danny?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. Okay, take us back, first of all, to 2002. Give us a snapshot of who you were in 2002 before you were diagnosed.
Well, in 2002, I had just moved to Fort Myers, Florida from Miami. And I basically came here to get away from the hectic Miami life. It was something I never really enjoyed, the city life like there. So I came here because it was nice and quiet. And I found a little a world gym that was suited for powerlifting. So I came here and started training for powerlifting, which is one thing I always wanted to do, and really couldn't get a good gym to train in Miami at the time.
Okay, so as a powerlifter, you achieved some great levels of strength at 100 and what, 65 pounds? Is that what you were?
Yeah, I competed in the 165 class when I first started off, and my best lift back then, I did just deadlift at the time. My squat and deadlift, my squat and bench were okay, but I was really good at deadlift. My best deadlift in the 165s was 595, and that was raw. That was with no gear.
Okay. And so you were obviously building strength. Now
yes.
Fast forward a little bit to some of the signs that something was wrong.
Well, I did two meets in 2004. The first one, I pulled 500. I wasn't really training for that meet. It was a last-minute thing, I was walking around 162 at the time, where my normal body weight was around 170. So then I pushed my training a little bit harder, and in May I pulled 530, also at 162. And like I said, I was eating 6,000 plus calories a day and just wasn't gaining weight, and it was all I could do just to maintain my strength. I was planning to do another meet. And I've been having chest pains and shortness of breath for a matter of weeks, and I just couldn't figure out what the problem was. I figured it was some kind of pulmonary infection or pneumonia or something, but I didn't have insurance, so I didn't go to the doctor. Not until beginning of June, where the chest pain just got to be too much, so I ended up going to the emergency room, and they did the chest x-rays and put them up, and the doctor's face went pale. And I was an ER tech years before, so I knew how to read x-rays, and I saw immediately two tumors in my left lung.
Okay, now these were large, a large number of masses. In fact, your left lung was virtually
90%, yeah.
90% compromised, right?
Yes, I had two tumors in my left lung. One was 10 by 10 by 12 centimeters, and the other one was a little bit larger than a golf ball.
So for those people who don't do the centimeter thing quickly, that was about a 4-inch round tumor.
Yeah.
That's a big mass.
Yeah.
So you had no other discomfort in your chest at that point in time?
No, the only discomfort that I had was from the pneumonia. I did have an advanced case of pneumonia, but I didn't feel any pain from the tumors themselves, just the shortness of breath.
Now, do you have any feel for what you may have come in contact with in your life? Were you ever exposed to any airborne toxins that could have...
Not that I know of. I work in a bicycle shop, and, you know, there was always... fumes from the oils and stuff, but I mean, I knew one of the guys that I worked with was in the business for 30-plus years, and he was a mechanic, so he was directly exposed to it every day and never had a problem.
Right.
I ended up having the exact same cancer that Lance Armstrong had.
Ah, really? Interesting.
So, yeah, so both of us, I mean, he was far more advanced than me, but we were both, you know, athletes in a way, and ended up with the same kind of cancer, so... You know, same lifestyles. At the time, I was 36 years old. I'm 44 now. I've never smoked a cigarette. I've never had beer my entire life. I've never drank alcohol. I've never touched a drug. And I've always eaten what I thought was a healthy diet. I started cooking for myself when I was 12 years old, so I wouldn't eat my parents' Cuban food.
Oh, Cuban food is good, man. What are you talking about?
I love it, unfortunately, the calories don't agree with the body, though.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Okay, so you've had complete control on your nutrition,
mm-hmm.
and clearly you did not live what I would consider a high-risk lifestyle that would...
No.
So this just happened to happen to you. That's it.
Yeah.
Bottom line. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And so at the time that you were diagnosed, what did the doctor say to you?
Well, one of the oncologists I saw basically said I probably had about 3 months to live because of the advanced stage of my cancer and the chemo necessary to combat it. They didn't think that I would be able to survive, the combination of the both.
Now let's address something here. With this type of cancer, the chemotherapy that's required, they put a port in your chest, don't they?
Yeah, I had a port in my chest. I still have a scar.
Right, and the reason for the port is to be able to deliver the chemo agents directly into the lung, right?
Well, no, directly into an artery.
Okay.
Because the chemo is so toxic, if they tried to do an IV every week, it would basically rot my skin.
Right. Okay.
So it had to be through a port.
Do you know? Do you know what type of chemo you got? Do you know if you got cisplatin?
It was an R-CHOP. I don't remember. I remember I would go into the hospital, and over the course of 8 to 10 hours, they would hang about 5 or 6 different bags
mm-hmm.
of chemo.
Yeah,
I'm willing to bet. Wrapped in aluminum foil, and they used aluminum gloves to put them on. So I'm thinking, you know, how toxic is this stuff? If they have to have it wrapped in foil.
Yeah, and they have aluminum gloves on, and then they're putting it into your body.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet that one of the chemos they use was cisplatin. But anyway, okay, so so here's the thing. People are probably going to think to themselves, "Oh, well, he got chemotherapy." But the chemo, they told you that, "Look, even if the chemo works, the chemo will probably kill you." This was your left lung, correct?
Yes, with my left lung.
Okay, so that means that your heart could have become compromised from the chemotherapy.
Yeah, in fact, you know, right now, I've been married. It's going to be 6 years now, and we've been trying to have kids. And they told me that there's a very good likelihood that I would never be able to have children.
Right.
Because the chemo would permanently damage my reproductive system.
Right. And you know what? I hate to say this, but that might be a good thing because we know enough about epigenetics now that undergoing chemo is so traumatic to the body that then producing mm-hmm. offspring, I have to believe that chemo can have the potential to cause some epigenetic changes in you, and that would be passed on to children.
Yeah.
So that may not be a bad thing. You know, there's plenty of good kids out there to adopt, too.
But yeah, anyway, I know. Hopefully that will be in the future.
Yeah. But anyway, okay, so did they talk to you about potential heart damage as a result of the chemo?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. Heart damage, lung damage, I had 3 oncologists at the time. One said there could also be, you know, some brain damage because, again, this goes into every cell in your body. And they really don't know the effects of the long-term effects of chemo. So, you know, anything could happen. They couldn't even guarantee that I wouldn't get cancer again in a few years and have to reproduce the whole process.
Again, right,
but
exactly.
And that has been the case.
And
so.
this is a lymphoma, which also, since
right.
even though the site of the cancer was in your lungs, the mm-hmm. cancer was traveling throughout the lymphatic system, correct?
Yes.
Did they do an X-ray of your neck for the ring of larynx?
They did that. I had a complete bone scan. I had bone marrow biopsy. It was probably one of the most painful things I could ever imagine doing. It came as a complete surprise, and because I had been lifting since I was 10, my bones were pretty dense. The doctor had to get up on the table on my back to push the needle through my hip.
I
felt and heard it crack when it went through.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
It was painful.
And obviously you carry a decent amount of muscle, too, so I have to believe yeah. that CT scans and X-rays, they probably comment to you that they have to keep turning the thing up to be able to see through you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a small power lifter. I mean, my heaviest, I've only been about 200 pounds at my biggest, but I normally walk around 175 to 180, but when I started training, I weighed about 130 pounds.
Wow.
So I put on a considerable amount of muscle mass because I have a very, very small frame. In fact, at 180, I wear a size 28 pants. I usually wear 29 to 30 because they don't fit my legs.
Right.
But I can put size 27 on my waist.
Right. So you got to buy the 28 or 30, and then you have to have the waist taken in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of bodybuilders have to do that, too. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up the story on the other side. I can promise you that it is going to get very, very interesting. We're talking with Danny Aguirre. He was given 3 months to live. That was 8 years ago. Physical culture, bro. This is what, in my humble opinion, what made him prepared for what his body had to go through was the fact that he had been training for so long with very, very heavy weight. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bar, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Uh-oh. You know what this is. We gonna give y'all 5 seconds to put your drink down and report to the dance floor.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Danny Aguirre about his personal journey and how the medical orthodoxy got it wrong. And in fact, I'm willing to bet that Danny would not have turned out as well as he did had he not spent years in the gym. The strength that you build in the gym is not just the strength that it takes to move weight. It's an overall strength in resistance to any assault, even chemotherapy. Okay. So let's get back to it. So you underwent the chemotherapy. How long did you undergo chemotherapy for?
I was doing chemo for a little over 7 months.
That's a long time. You must have been miserable.
Oh, yeah. My hair fell out after the first week. After the first dose, my hair fell out. So, you know, it was a complete shock. I was kind of expecting it, but I didn't expect it to happen so fast.
Right.
And, you know, no matter what I tried to do, I couldn't keep the weight on. So I started eating and everything I could. But that's when I started doing my own research about nutrition because I figured, you know, I led a healthy lifestyle my entire life.
But let's talk about that. You said when you and I talked off the air, you said you ate a healthy athletic diet because you were a hard training athlete. And then you came to find out that it really wasn't healthy, was it?
Oh, no. Exactly. I found the truth. I was eating like almost every athlete at the time was, my complex carbohydrates, brown rice, potatoes, sweet potatoes, low fat, this, everything. And I figure, you know, I'm eating this, you know, I've been eating so good. How did I end up with cancer? And I started doing research online on cancer and I happened to come across a research article by a biochemist named Otto Warburg. And this was back in 1932. Where he was awarded the Nobel Prize for discovering that cancer grows exclusively in the fermentation of sugar. He actually was nominated for a second Nobel Prize because he developed a procedure to cure cancer from patients. I later came to find that the research was buried because the agriculture department was afraid to lose profits.
Oh, yeah. Look, sugar is growing. The sales of sugar and sugary products are growing daily. When Dr. Paul Dudley White wrote his position paper in the 30s, I think that they estimated that people were eating, I forget if it was 50 or 80 pounds of sugar a year. Now we're eating like 160 pounds of sugar a year.
Exactly. Well, it goes beyond sugar, though, because, you know, grains have been pushed here for years.
Right.
And I was, basically talking to other people and doing research about eating unprocessed foods. And then it kind of hit me like a brick wall. If we're supposed to eat unprocessed foods, then grains should not be in our diet.
No, because you can't eat them unprocessed. Right.
Exactly. So, you know, here we are, dietitians are pushing, you know, eat healthy unprocessed foods. Then they're telling me eat tons of grains. Well, I mean, that's an oxymoron. You can't eat an unprocessed grain.
Right.
So I basically started doing more research there and started going more into the paleo type diet, and which is what I've been following for years. And, you know, before when I did my powerlifting, I also did, you know, a fair amount of aerobic work. I hate calling it cardio, but I did my, my cardio, sled pushing and dragging, to keep the body fat down. Of course, with eating so much carbohydrate, I had to.
Right.
And here I am now, 44, and I don't do a lick of cardio work, and I'm, probably 7-8% body fat year round.
Right. Because of your diet exclusively.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because of my diet.
And so, okay, so your research brought you to a place that was completely contrary to what the mainstream agenda is, and even what your doctor may have told you. Your doctor would have said to you, look, stay off of fat because it causes cancer. Did they say that to you?
The doctor actually that I was seeing didn't believe that diet had any relevance what to do with cancer whatsoever.
Yeah.
It made no difference what you ate as far as how it affected cancer. And I even brought him the research that I found. He said, that's not something he's ever studied or it's never come up in any medical literature that, carbohydrates can be a cause of cancer because of the excess sugar.
But that's not true. That is absolutely – listen, there's been a lot of research over the years that has linked certain types of cancers and their progressions to certain types of environments. Those environments are hyperoxic and hypoxic, high oxygen and no oxygen. There are different types of cancers that thrive in those environments. But almost all cancers thrive in an environment where there is glucose present. In fact, one of the problems that we have when someone has developed cancer is that the cancer devours glucose so rapidly that it leaves very little for the rest of the body. So we know this. This is any doctor who says, "Well, I haven't seen this in the literature," has been sleeping with his head up his ass. I'm sorry to say it.
Yeah, well, exactly, because I mean, back then when I first started getting cancer, I was losing muscle. I mean, significantly at a significantly fast rate.
Sure.
And I was eating tons of food, and because I had a very very high carbohydrate intake at the time, I'm thinking, I'm eating all this food. Why am I still losing muscle mass? And, come to realize years later, well, it was the cancer that was sucking up all the carbohydrate I was eating.
Right.
And
what about when since you were a disciple of the low-fat diet, did you also turn because you were looking for complex carbs, did you stay away from sugars and did you use artificial sweeteners? I'm just curious.
Yeah, at the time I was using Splenda. Because it's the most popular one around. Until I found out it was actually an insecticide. It was discovered when they were researching pesticides.
Right.
It's an accidental product. But yeah, I was using that at the time. I didn't use table sugar or anything like that. I used artificial sweetener, Splenda. But I tons of baked potatoes and sweet potatoes and brown rice and whole grain breads.
Whole grains, that's an oxymoron.
Yeah, absolutely.
Corn is a grain. Corn is a whole grain. A lot of times they add corn to things and they can call it whole grain then.
Yeah. I listen a lot to Sean Cruxton, and he put up a video one time that said, it can't be a whole grain because if it was a whole grain bread and you watered it, it would sprout.
Well, that's not true.
That's not true. Yeah.
Because look. What he's talking about is sprouted grain bread or seed bread.
Right.
There is seed bread. But you can take a whole grain and grind it up. The genetic material is destroyed. It will not sprout.
Exactly.
But it's still made from the whole grain. So that's not an accurate statement.
Yeah.
Whole grain means nothing. The truth of the matter is what you said earlier has more enlightenment than what anything that you could say thereafter. And that is, if you're striving to eat unprocessed foods, then you have to get rid of things that require processing. And that means grinding and baking and cooking. Those things need processing. If you can't eat, don't forget, you can eat it raw, you can eat it cooked. But there are certain things that you can't eat raw. You can only eat them cooked. And you can only eat them processed where they're ground up. And you're right. Grain is one of those things. That right there. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something else that people aren't getting. We've finally gotten the energy, the societal energy to go after sugar. Recently, 60 Minutes did a piece where they had a doctor on there where he talked about sugar being toxic. And he's right. But what people fail to realize is that grain is sugar.
Yeah, okay? Absolutely.
You know, potatoes are sugar. All of these things are just chains of saccharides, sugars, bonded together. Some digest fast and some don't, but all of them cause an increase in blood sugar, whether it be slow or fast. So you can't say sugar is bad, but grain's okay. No, it's not true. You can't say sugar is bad, but corn's okay. No, it's not true, because these things are just bonded sugars. That's all they are. They're just not simple sugars.
Yeah, absolutely. They're one and the same. I mean, a carbohydrate is a carbohydrate. They're all going to convert to glucose.
Correct. Okay. So now, before we go into the next break, my question then comes, you're going through chemotherapy. You're losing all this weight. Did you try to continue to train, or was it just too painful to even try?
Oh, no. I had a thoracotomy, and actually I was in the gym 18 days later. I never stopped training all through my chemo and radiation.
Obviously you were not strong, were you?
Oh, no. That depends. I was still outlifting most of the guys in my gym, but I was not as strong as I should be for where I had been.
Right. Right. Okay. So you continued to lift. Now I have to believe that, did your doctor know you were continuing to lift?
Yes. And that actually comes to a funny story. 3 months after I was diagnosed, when they told me I would be dying, on December 17th, I went to a powerlifting meet and deadlifted 520 pounds 4 days after a chemo session.
Okay.
About 3 months later, I was training my deadlift and my bicep tendon snapped. My doctor forgot to tell me that chemo weakens your tendons.
Ah, your soft tissue,
so
sure.
I kept on training, not knowing that I would have an effect from the heavy weight and the tendons, and ended up snapping my bicep tendon.
So you had to have that surgically reattached?
Yes.
Okay, wow, yeah. That's tough. So not only you're going through chemo, and now you have to have your bicep surgically reattached.
Yeah.
Dude, you must have like an amazing threshold to pain.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so did your doctor ever say to you, you really should back off of the training?
No, he actually encouraged the lifting. It wasn't until after he saw me in the cast that he said, well, you know, keep training, but lighten it up a little bit because, you know, your joints are compromised.
Yeah, and that's good advice. That's good advice.
He did recommend that exercise was a good thing. Smartly, he recommended against any kind of aerobic exercise because that would weaken my immune system more.
Right.
Yeah,
and your heart. And your heart was already being attacked by the chemotherapy. And doing long, arduous bouts of aerobics probably would have just exacerbated that.
Yeah,
all right, let's take a quick commercial break. Then we're going to talk about your journey back to strength. We're talking with Danny Aguirre. His story is uplifting, it's motivating, and it is proof positive that training gets you prepared for anything, even some of the greatest challenges in your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I know you do. That's why whenever I come around, she's all over you. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and complete
completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
J.R. Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll
Welcome back to Superhuman
work.
Radio. Talking this hour with Danny Aguirre. Later in the show, Dr. Bryant Stamford. He's one of the few physicians that gets it. Muscle is important. We're seeing it right here. I can assure you that Danny Aguirre would not have had the resilience to bounce back the way he did from chemotherapy and from the cancer itself had he not spent years in the gym. You know, strength is the strength of an organism is its ability to resist anything. And it all starts with building resistance through resistance training. So anyway, okay. So now let's go a little forward now. So you underwent the chemotherapy for 7 months. You come out the other end. Did your doctors warn you that you probably would have remission or that you could have a relapse or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. They said there was, you know, the high probability of a relapse this type of cancer. So it's something that I would have to be constantly tested for. At the time when I was, first got sick, I did not have insurance, so I was taken up by Medicare. But after I was basically discharged and given a clean bill of health, they dropped me. But then, of course, I was ineligible for insurance from any other private insurance for 5 years.
Yeah, pre-existing. How do you like? Isn't that terrible?
So I remember I went to do a test, and I did not know at the time that I had been dropped from Medicare yet. It wasn't until after the test was done, I got a $6,500 bill for a CAT scan.
God!
I said, you know what? There's no way I can take up a $6,500 bill every 3 months. It's just not going to happen. So I, unfortunately, you know, I would never recommend this to anybody, but I had to take it by chance. And I said, I can't have a CAT scan every 3 months. It's just not going
to
happen.
And really what you need to do is you need to take responsibility for your own health and make sure you never get cancer again. And that's what you did.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I did that. And, you know, they say hindsight is 20/20. So from that point on, you know, if I had a significant weight loss or strength loss, you know, I'd say, well, you know, after a while, I'll go into the hospital, get myself checked again. But fortunately, I stayed in a, you know, I mean, in strength training, you're always going to hit plateaus for a while. But, you know, the weight maintained, the strength maintained, and I've never had any significant losses in strength. And I've been gaining steadily ever since.
So it's 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel?
I feel great. My lifting's been going good. Now, I had a number of injuries that stemmed from the chemo. Aside from tearing my bicep tendon, I've had shoulder problems, you know, from the joints. I tore my adductor magnus. I've had muscle strains that have all, you know, done a significant job in holding me back from what I feel is my full potential in lifting. I've managed to hit a 550 squat, 340 bench and 625 deadlift.
Dude, that is 177. At how much? 177?
Yes.
That is respectable, man. That is awesome.
Yeah.
And that's awesome for anybody, never mind somebody who went through the hell that you went through, you know? Damn, and you're 44 years old?
I'm 44 now. That was a few years ago. Unfortunately, I've been battling some injuries over the last few years trying to get back to those numbers. And I just did a meet in January and hit 475. I only hit a 315 bench because my shoulder was been jacked up for weeks and pulls 580. And I weighed in at 175.
Wow, that's great. Okay, so...
And I always compete raw. There's no gear.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no lifting shirts, nothing, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so now let's talk about your diet for a second. So for you, what have you discovered is the diet that keeps you cancer-free?
Yes, absolutely. My diet, you know, when I talk to, you know, people in the gym about it, they you know, well, what about cholesterol? I usually start with 6 to 8 eggs every day. And bacon.
Okay, wait a minute. Do you buy your eggs from a farmer or you buy them at the grocery store?
Unfortunately, our financial situation is that we have to buy them from a grocery store.
Okay.
I just, you know, because of where we live, and I've been out of work for a little while now, so my wife is the only one supporting us. It's not the best way to go. I would definitely buy, you know, free range or from a farmer if I could, but we just don't have the money.
Right. Yeah, that's understandable. But you're doing what you got to do. Okay,
yeah.
So breakfast starts out with whole eggs and bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then for lunch, I'll have, you know, if steak or lamb, buffalo, you know, sometimes when money's a little tighter, end up going to Wendy's and buying a Baconator and throwing away the bread.
There you go.
And just eating the meat and the bacon.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's, you know what? I've been asked, one time somebody said to me, if you had no choice but to eat at a fast food restaurant, what would you do? And that's exactly what I said. I said, I'd go to Wendy's, I'd buy a triple, and I would just throw the bread away. And
yeah.
I'd just eat the meat. So there you go. That's good.
Exactly. I mean, it comes down to that or, you know, the processed foods. I'd rather have that. You know, there's got to be some real meat in there somewhere.
No. Wendy's is a good quality meat. They really do.
Exactly.
And you can taste it.
That's why I prefer going there.
You can taste it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what about inflammation? Do you do anything special to keep inflammation low? Do you take fish oil?
I take fish oils. But again, you know, for me, what I discovered is most inflammation has to do with sugar. And because I take in a very, very low sugar diet, a low carbohydrate, I really don't have much inflammation.
Okay, how many grams of sugar do you estimate you get a day that are just byproducts like in milk or whatever? How many grams of sugar do you get?
I'm probably under 50 grams.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Of total carbohydrate.
Total carbs?
Yeah, of total carbs.
Okay, and so what portion of that you think is sugar? You think you get 5, 10 grams of sugar a day?
Probably at the most.
Do you drink milk?
No, I have half and half with my coffee, but I don't drink regular milk.
So you don't eat any? How about avocado? You eat avocado?
No, it's a big Latin thing, but I don't like it.
You know, the flavor of avocados have changed.
Yeah.
When I was a young boy, I'm talking about 10, 11, 12, we had a Cuban family that lived next door to us. Their last name was Polanco, and I used to go there for dinner all the time. And his mother used to take avocados and slice them and put olive oil on them, and they were delicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Avocados don't taste like they used to taste anymore.
Well, no fruit tastes like it tastes anymore because the farming is completely different.
Yeah.
When I was a young kid in Miami, in our backyard, we had mango trees, orange trees, lemons, limes, bananas, everything. And they were great. And, I mean, the flavor of them back then when growing in the backyard is completely different than when you get in a grocery store.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big difference. So, yeah. In your humble opinion, we know that just about all disease is related to inflammation today. And we know that all chronic illness is a result of the American diet or the diet in general.
Mm-hmm.
So your mantra now is, in order to keep cancer free, you're going to eat high protein, high fat, low carb diet for the
right.
rest of your life.
Yeah, and exactly. Not only even consider it high fat. The fat that I'm eating is just from the meat that I'm eating. So I don't, you know, purposely go out and look for the fat. It just happens to be in the meat that I buy. So most people would consider it high fat. I consider it normal fat because it's just, you know, it's in the meat.
Yeah, absolutely. So you don't go out of your way to eat coconut oil, for instance. Do you eat coconut oil?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I do use coconut oil to fry in. Every once in a while, I'll put a tablespoon in my coffee. I usually have my eggs in a shake, but when I do cook my eggs, I use butter.
Yeah. Now let me ask you. Let me ask you a question, Danny.
Yeah.
How has your wife done with all of this? Obviously, it takes a great deal of courage for anyone to go against the grain, to go against the current message, to go against what the doctors are saying, and to do the things that you've done, which obviously is the reason why you're here today alive and talking to us and thriving. Did you get any resistance from your family or from your wife? Did anyone say, look, you're being reckless. You're not a doctor. You don't know what you're doing.
You know, not really. I met my wife just after I finished my chemo. So I was just finishing my chemo, and I was just getting back to a normal life. But basically, she saw the shape that I was in, and she's Puerto Rican and was eating, you know, high carbohydrate diet herself.
Right.
And she followed me with the higher fat, low carb diet, and dropped about 34 pounds in the first few weeks that we were going out.
And she couldn't believe it, I bet, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. She's been convinced ever since. You know, she still has her little weaknesses, and you know, she has a little bread here once in a while, but not nearly. You know, how it was before we met. But I hear her preaching to her friends and coworkers all the time about dropping the carbohydrate and eating more protein, eating more fat.
Right. How do you, both of you are Latin, how do you deal with the fact that, you know, rice and beans is such a staple of both Cuban and Puerto Rican diets? How do you deal with not eating rice and beans? Do you miss it?
Not really, no. I mean, I'll have it every great once in a while when I go to Puerto Tropical or something. But I basically changed my diet back when I was like 12 or 13 years old from the white rice to the brown rice. And, you know, I didn't know how to make the beans and I didn't want to buy them out of the can. So I really stopped eating them. But I was still eating my brown rice and all that even back then. I dropped the rice and it really never affected me. I was always preferred the meat over the rice. I was eating the rice and potatoes because I thought that was good for me.
Right. Right. See, what I've come to, we have to take a break. When we come out of the break, I want to wrap up the interview with you. And I also want to talk about a little bit about the fact that you said that you're in between jobs right now, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about that and how that's affecting you as well. We're talking with Danny Aguirre. His journey is amazing. His story is amazing. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Now I know.
I usually avoid
enjoy protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1, LONGR3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Age Force has a buy one, get one free on their new fat burner patch. We're actually going to be doing a series of interviews this week and next week of people who've been using it and lost amazing amounts of weight. I know a lot of people don't believe that a patch can deliver something that will help you burn fat, but it does. Right now, to 12 people who are listening to this show, and it could be podcast too because some people don't want the patch, but to the first 12 people who email, send an email saying Superhuman Radio in the subject line, the first 12 listeners who do this will get a free month supply of the Power Patch to try. You just have to email admin@ageforce.com. The first 12 people who email admin@ageforce.com and put the word Superhuman Radio in the subject line, you'll get a free month supply of the Age Force fat burning patch. So try it on me and see what you think of it. Okay. We're talking with Danny Aguirre. Danny, what were you doing? What did you do for work before you lost your job?
I was working at the hospital.
Oh, okay. So you're in the medical profession, huh?
Well, I was ER tech years and years ago and a mental health tech, but positions have changed quite a bit, and the only thing available was housekeeping at the time.
Yeah, forget that.
So, yeah.
Have you ever thought about being a personal trainer?
I've done personal training for almost 25 years, and I pick up clients here once in a while, but I live in Fort Myers, and the unemployment rate is over 10% here. It's really, really hard to pick up clients, and I don't want to be in the gym 14 hours a day. To have a couple clients in the morning, a couple in the afternoon, and a couple at night. So I pick up some here once in a while. My training is quite a bit different than most trainers. I don't want to put a trainer down, but when you get a 60-year-old lady, she doesn't need to be doing bicep curls standing on a basu ball.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's what I see in most gyms that have their clients doing. And, you know, because it's so contradictory to the way I train my clients, I'm really not a good fit in most commercial gyms.
You know, I've watched even young guys standing on a BOSU ball and doing bicep curls with dumbbells. And the only thing I can think of is why? Why?
Exactly.
Why are you doing? I mean, why? What is that going to do for you? Is it going to build balancing muscles? I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, I go to competitions, and there's 70 and 80 year olds competing in powerlifting, and I don't see why a trainer would have to think that because the client's in their 40s and 50s, they can't learn to squat.
Right. All right. What does the future have in store for you as far as competitions? Are you doing any competitions? Are you getting ready
for
it?
I'm getting ready for a competition in June. This is a very special competition for me. It's the Mike Whitmer Memorial. Mike Whitmer was probably my closest friend in the last 15 years or so. And ironically, he died of a brain tumor in 2009 that he did not know he had. It happened over a weekend. We were at a strongman meet. He collapsed. And he passed away on a Monday night.
So he
trained with me all through my cancer, and gave me support and encouragement. And then ironically, he dies of a brain tumor.
So who is putting on the competition that is in his name?
This is Raw United. I've been competing with them for several years, and I probably will never compete anywhere else. Unlike most federations that charge, $75 to $80, their average entry fees are only about $30.
Right.
Not to mention that all their proceeds go to the Wounded Warrior Project. So it's a completely not-for-profit organization.
Right, right. That's very cool. Well,
yeah.
So do you have any big lifts that you're shooting for? Are you going to break any of your own records?
I'm definitely hoping to break back into the 500s in a squat. The bench has always been a pastime for me between squat and deadlift. So I want to get back over. I'm shooting for a 615 to 620 deadlift.
That's very impressive.
Yeah,
very, very impressive.
Yeah.
And then does your wife go with you to the meets?
Oh, yeah. She's been competing for a number of years, too.
Really?
She just does it for fun. She squatted 150 and she deadlifted 225.
That's great.
At about 119 body weight. So she's not really, really big into lifting, but she enjoys it and she encourages people to go with us.
Well, that's nice that she participates with you too,
Yeah.
Well, your story is exciting, and I wish you continued health and continued success. I think that you belong in the fitness industry, actually. I mean, I really think you should be looking for work within this industry personally.
Yeah, I definitely do whatever I can to get into it. It's just, powerlifting here in Fort Myers is very small. And there's so many commercial gyms, and they charge such an outrageous rate for you to train clients in there that, if I don't have a full schedule of clients, I can't afford to do it down here.
Yeah.
Hopefully in the near future, a friend of mine will be opening a Metroflex gym if everything goes well in this area.
Wow, that's
so
going to be cool.
Hopefully I can get something going in there, yeah.
Yeah, for those people who don't know, Metroflex is the gym in Texas that Ronnie Coleman trained at, and that's Brian Kavanaugh. Is that his last name? I'm trying to think of his last name.
Yeah, I think so.
That actually has that franchise, and they are starting to open them in different places around the country now. So that'll be exciting if you get one there.
Yeah, it'd be great because exactly there's a few of us here that like to do some serious lifting. I train at a Gold's Gym now, and it's the only gym in the city that I can train at because nobody else will deadlift and use chalk. So this is the only gym that'll allow you to use chalk when you train.
Yeah, that's becoming a problem in most commercial gyms now.
Yeah.
I see a lot of guys sneaking chalk in, but if anybody sees them, then they complain about it.
Yeah.
As well as nobody likes you if you grunt, while you're training.
Oh, yeah. I used to train at a World Gym down here. The original owner sold it, and the new owners are basically turning the World Gym into a Planet Fitness where they don't want people lifting heavy or are straining too much.
So right now, you have not had any CT scans or follow-up scans or follow-up examinations to make sure that you're cancer-free, right?
Yeah, no, not in the last, I think the last one was almost 6 years ago.
Yeah. And I don't think you have anything to worry about, to be honest with you.
No, I mean, I feel great. I'm getting stronger. My health is good. So I'm much more cautious now of how my strength and weight fluctuate than I was before, because now, like I said, hindsight 2020, so I know what to look for if I start, you know, getting significant losses in strength or weight.
Yeah, very good. Danny, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to come on the show and talk about your story. It's inspiring. I hope that everybody – do you have a website or anything like that?
I don't have a website. I do keep a training log on the sweatpit.com.
What is it, sweatpit.com?
Yeah. Yes.
Sweatpit.com. And how do they find your training log? Just search for Danny
Aguirre?
Under
my name, Danny Aguirre, yes.
And Aguirre is spelled A-G-U-I-R-R-E.
Correct, yes.
Okay, so you can go to the sweatpit.com website and search for Danny Aguirre. Let him know you heard him on Superhuman Radio. Check out his training log. You have pictures of yourself there, too?
Yeah, I put up videos once in a while, and I do have an avatar picture on there.
Cool, because I'm sure people, you know, they a lot of times they want to see what somebody looks like when they hear them on the radio, so that's a good place for them to go.
Yeah, and I've done a couple other interviews before, so if they Google my name, they can, and powerlifting, because there's apparently there's an MMA fighter named Danny Aguirre also, but I do have a couple other little things that I put up online before.
Cool, okay, so there you go. Hey, Danny, thanks for being on Superhuman Radio.
My pleasure, Carl. Thank you.
Okay, take care. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Bryant Stanford on, and he is going to talk to us about his frustration with the medical orthodoxies ignoring the importance of muscle mass as it relates to health and longevity. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
First DJ to make the turntables an instrument, and I want to say welcome you and yours to my DJ set on DJ Hero. Let's go, baby, let's go! Don't forget the fast speed, you gotta be on time with those. Get busy, man.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at Primordial Performance. PrimeMusclePerformance.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just want to remind everybody, the first 12 listeners who send an email to admin@ageforce.com requesting a free month supply of Age Force's new transdermal weight loss patch. It's a $50 one-month supply. The first 12 listeners who send that email and just put Superhuman Radio in the subject line to, again, the email address is admin@ageforce.com. You'll get a free month supply of this marvelous, and it works, fat burner patch. And we're doing a series of shows on them. There's a lot of people out there with some amazing success stories. Okay, you've heard me complain about the medical orthodoxy, that they just don't get it. When will doctors understand the importance of muscle and how muscle bestows health? Well, there is a doctor who gets it, and he's my friend Bryant Stanford. How you doing, Bryant?
Hey, Carl. Doing well.
And you and I have not talked about this, and I was Bryant is a syndicated columnist, and his article, his columns show up in my local newspaper. And lo and behold, Elisa goes, look what Bryant wrote about. And sure enough, you did a two-part series on this. Now, what made you write this, Bryant?
Well, it's a theme I've been pounding away at for a long time. And, I agree with everything you said in the preamble, Carl, that our medical community doesn't get it. And because the general public doesn't get it, they consistently open themselves up for all the flim-flam weight loss schemes, the quick weight loss schemes, because if there's one message that we desperately need to get out there is that weight loss is irrelevant, fat loss is what counts.
Yes.
And if we could just get that simple message across that fat loss is what counts, then there'd be no more crash dieting and we could get serious about doing healthy things with regard to weight management.
Now, and I would even take it a step further and say that I have a saying that I've been saying for 8 years on the show, and I used to actually close every show with it the first year. I used to say, muscle is metabolic currency. So get into the gym and make a deposit today. And I've said on this show numerous times that many, many people focus on making sure they have enough money to last into retirement, but they fail to make sure they have enough muscle on their carcass. And so what that money ends up being used for is to have someone point their wheelchair out the window in an institution and change their diapers instead of them being ambulatory and being able to live life.
Absolutely.
So what would you say about this? Not only is fat loss the goal, but either maintaining or even acquiring modest amounts of muscle as you age.
Well, the two of them are bookends. And when I say fat loss, Carl, what I'm really saying is that if you do things appropriately and lose fat, you will pretty much automatically sustain your muscle mass. And by this, what I mean is if we just step back and look at the whole situation, it is pretty amazing how Mother Nature appears to be working against us. Because if we go all the way back in time to how we are programmed as a species, we are programmed to survive, and survival is dependent upon having enough energy. The irony of the situation is we have fat that stores energy, we have muscle that expends energy, And when you go through periods of, as we have from, you know, eons ago when eating was less predictable, we went through prolonged periods where we were malnourished. We didn't get enough to eat.
Right.
During those times, the body looks at itself and says, okay, how am I best going to survive? I'm going to best survive by cutting way back on the consumer, the muscle, and trying my darndest to preserve my body fat as long as possible to provide me the energy I need to survive. And so, you know, if we put it into that context and catapult ahead a few thousand years with the fast food restaurant on every corner, now we're in a situation where getting enough kilocalories and nutrients into the body is no longer a challenge for us. We overconsume. And so we overconsume. And if we start thinking about this paradigm of how the body feels about fat and muscle, we overconsume, we get fat, and then we buy some flim-flam diet book that says, here, let's take you way down in your caloric intake so that you're below what you really need. Let's threaten the body. Let's take you back to a prehistoric time when we were first developing. If we take you back there, what are you going to do? You're going to cast off the muscle as quickly as possible, and you're going to sit on the fat, and you're going to try to preserve it. This will lead to a very rapid weight loss because the muscle comes off so easily. So if you're doing it right, and you're taking your time, and you are ensuring that you're getting an adequate number of calories on a daily basis, and you're doing some at least moderate exercise on a daily basis, and you're losing only about a half pound to a pound a week, then it's likely that you're going to pretty much hold on to your muscle mass. Now, beyond that, of course, if you do a little weight training and you're more careful about your diet and you do the things that you advocate on your program to preserve the muscle mass, then you're going to be even better at it.
You know, I think it's so reckless, and I know that you've probably seen these, and I would imagine that your head will explode when you see these commercials. There's these doctors that are promoting the HCG diet, and the HCG diet is a 600-calorie-a-day starvation diet under the guise that somehow, magically, the human chorionic gonadotropin is going to somehow keep you from doing damage to your body at 600 calories a day, which it doesn't. And everybody who goes on the HCG diet boomerangs. After they come off the diet, they end up putting on more fat than they did before. And the loss of muscle causes their basal metabolic resting point to go downward. So they can't eat. They could not eat little enough to stay thin. When you see these diets, like that has to be the worst offender. You're right. Ginny Craig and all these other starvation approaches, whatever they are, these books and whatever these approaches are to starving yourself to losing weight. But the HCG diet has to be the single worst offender out there. What's your opinion of that?
Well, it's all crazy stuff, Carl, because again, if you just think about how we are programmed, if we were able to outsmart ourselves in this way, I mean, that's really what they're saying is, okay, Mother Nature tells you that A, B, and C is going to happen if you go on a low-caloric diet like we just discussed. But we have this secret weapon that's going to outsmart Mother Nature. If we were able to do that so easily, we never would have survived as a species. Because way back then, if we were able to lose body fat, and of course, if you ask anybody who goes on a diet, hey, what are you thinking about doing here? You want to lose a bunch of weight. Would you rather lose a bunch of body fat or a bunch of muscle mass? It's, duh, I want to lose body fat. So if we were able to outsmart Mother Nature so easily the way these products claim, and we go back in time to that era, we would have dropped our body fat very quickly. In other words, we would have lost that storehouse of energy very quickly. We never would have lived through a famine,
right?
You know, a volcanic eruption or periods when it was difficult to find fresh game. We never would have survived.
Right, right. Very, very true. So as a physician, and you teach also, correct?
I teach at Hanover College, yes.
Okay. When you're teaching young doctors, and how do you get people to understand that the BMI is flawed, that BMI does not take into account? Because according to BMI, Brian, I am overweight, but I'm only probably about 13 or 14% body fat. The rest of me is muscle.
Mm-hmm. So I'm in the same boat. And what is poorly understood is the purpose of the BMI. The BMI, was never crafted to be an individual assessment. The BMI was crafted by epidemiologists to get a feel for a population base. So it is helpful to know that the BMI in Kentucky, let's say, is 32, and the BMI in Colorado is 26. I mean, that's helpful, gross information that can help promote certain public policies. We have to get on obesity and so forth, because the truth of the matter is that most of that BMI of 32 in Kentucky is excess body fat and, you know, and just slovenly living.
Right.
It breaks down completely when you begin to apply it to an individual, because goodness gracious, if you did, if you looked at all of the, you know, the supreme physiques in the NFL, you got a middle linebacker, he's 6'2", 250. He's a horrible slob on the BMI.
Right.
So it was never designed, and it was never meant to be used for individual assessment, but it's so easy to do that it has just sort of fallen into that mode, and we use it. And I get told all the time, if I go to some sort of a health fair or something, and they're 6'2", 210 pounds, I'm as slender as I've been in a long time with much less muscle mass, but I'm still told, well, you need to work on your BMI.
BMI, right.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes. Yeah, see ya. You know, and I have to believe that women are more susceptible to this this nonsense than men are, because women strive to be skinny. And mm-hmm. to a woman, skinny means fitting into a certain form, a form mm-hmm. factor. It has nothing to do with how much body fat you carry, and women will starve themselves. You know, if a woman gets up in the morning and gets on the scale and she doesn't like what she sees, the first thing they say is, I'm going to stop eating.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no idea that is exactly the wrong thing to do.
Exactly. And what they don't understand is, and you hit the nail on the head here, with they'll set a target. Okay, I'm going to be a size 6. And what they don't understand is, obviously, when you lose mass, whether it's fat mass or muscle mass, you're going to get smaller. You're going to get into that size 6. You know, the problem is that if we did a body composition analysis on you, you at the size 6, you may very well be fatter from a percent fat perspective, meaning it's the proportion of muscle to fat. You may well be fatter when you step into that size 6 dress. Fortunately, you're in the dress. Without right. the dress, you're looking pretty bad.
Right.
But with the dress on, at least you've gotten into that size. But it's again, all you know, what we're talking about here is all of these traps, all of these ways that seem to be logical to an uneducated public, when in fact they are completely illogical to how the body works.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're talking with syndicated columnist Bryant Stanford. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone-binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Bryant Stanford about the importance of muscle, how so many weight loss programs get it wrong. Weight loss in a vacuum is not the objective. Fat loss is, and maintaining or even increasing muscle mass should be part of that prescription. So, Bryant, what should people understand about this? I remember Jack LaLanne. I don't remember if it was his juicer commercials or when I was a young boy, Jack LaLanne had a TV show on channel WPIX channel 11 in New York where he helped housewives exercise using common furniture. Yeah, it was great. He would come out with his unitard on, his two Belgian shepherds, those white shepherds. And one time he came out with 10 pounds of fat. You know, he must have gone to the stockyards or to a butcher and they and it was just all that white fat. And he came out and he showed it, and then he said, and even at, as a young boy, I understood what he was saying. And then he came out with a block of a wood. He says, and this is the size of 10 pounds of muscle. And 10 pounds of muscle was so much smaller than 10 pounds of fat.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the message that doctors should get, or should they understand this? Is this even there in their bailiwick? Should they be talking to their patients about proper fat loss, proper weight loss, or in their case, should they just say, look, go out and find yourself a nutritionist and a personal trainer?
Well, that's probably the bottom line with it, Carl, because, you know, if you look at the stats and you think about the quality face-to-face time between patient and doctor, it's just a couple minutes. And there's just not enough time to get into the intricacies of, okay, number one, I want you to lose weight. However, I want you to do it in this way, and I want you to understand these principles. So, yeah, I think that, first of all, hitting a dietitian for a prudent weight loss diet that will gear you toward losing body fat would be the key, and then getting into an exercise program. And it may or may not include a personal trainer. Some people will balk at that at the expense and tying into a schedule. I mean, a brisk walk every day is very helpful. But yeah, I think the key statistic that everybody should know, professional and non-professional alike, is that your analogy there of showing of, you know, a pound of fat side by side with the pound of muscle is a good one. The next thing to say is, okay, let's look at the caloric value of each of these. That pound of fat will yield a whopping 3,500 calories. A marathon runner will run a full marathon and probably not burn off a pound of fat.
Right.
The muscle, on the other hand, which is mostly water, if we break it down completely and get the total caloric yield from it, will only yield about 700 calories. And so when you put that into the context of losing weight, you will lose 5 pounds of muscle over the same course of time that it would take you to lose 1 pound of fat.
Yeah, that's sad.
And again, if all you're using is a scale, you think you're being successful, but when that weight is coming off rapidly, like more than a pound, 2, 3, 4 pounds in a week, and you're feeling good about that because you see that on the scale, what that is screaming at you is, hey, you're burning through muscle very rapidly here.
Yeah. And the other thing that needs to be said, and the reason why I say muscle is metabolic currency, and that is, aside from the brain and the organs, the only other thing that burns calories is muscle. Fat doesn't burn calories, right?
Well, very modestly. I mean, there is metabolic activity going on in fat, but fat is crafted. It's crafted to preserve energy. So if there was too much metabolic activity in there, it would be, you know, one step forward and two steps back. So there are things going on in there, but by and large, it's pretty dormant tissue.
Yeah, so if you really wanted something that's going to help you with your fat loss, you want to maintain your muscle because that will continue to burn fat. Now, what about, is there, and I don't know if you have these figures handy, is there any ratios or numbers that say for every pound of muscle you have, your basal metabolic rate increases by X amount of calories a day?
I'm sure there are breakdowns to that degree. I don't have it off on the tip of my finger, but it you know, in a qualitative sense, it makes perfect sense that the more muscle mass you have, and that's the more calories you burn. And that's the whole thesis behind resistance training as a weight management tool that is missed too. How many people just won't do the weight training? But you know, there's a trap there too, Carl. And I'll hear this from personal trainers periodically who have, you know, they have a basket full of knowledge in some areas, but when they overstep the bounds, they can often, without meaning to, give poor information. So I've heard personal trainers tell people, because they've written to me at the newspaper, they've come to me personally to talk about this, that, okay, let's put you on one of these abusive, severely caloric-restricting diets, okay? And so they have the knowledge that says, now this is a bad thing to do because you're going to lose a lot of muscle mass, and we don't want you to do that. So what we're going to do is we're going to put you on this abusive diet, and we're going to hype you up on this really good weight training program. Now, what they don't realize that they're saying here is that if you take me down, like you used the example before, that 600 calorie a day diet, and there actually are some other diets that have been out there over the years, like the OptiFast diet, that went down as low as 400 calories.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, the weight flew off, but that's what we're talking about, what flew off. But you know, the irony here is that the well-meaning personal trainer is saying, let's hold on to your muscle mass by having you weight train. What they don't realize is that the effort that goes into the weight training and the additional caloric expenditure of the weight training, let's say you expend 200 calories weight training,
right,
but you're only taking in 600 a day. That's like being on a 400-calorie diet now.
Right.
So if you're going to weight train without the appropriate quality and quantity of nutrients, you're not only wasting your time, but you probably will sacrifice muscle mass, even though that's your intended purpose. You know, the theme of what we're talking about over and over again is all of these traps that seem logical. It would seem logical to a person to say, here, do some weight training, and you'll hold on to your muscle mass, when in fact, weight training under those circumstances will probably accelerate muscle loss.
Sure, and that makes perfect sense, because the way muscle grows is you break it down first, and the amino acids are released into a pool, and then they're recycled and put back in place, assuming that there is adequate amino acids to do all the other things biologically that amino acids are needed for. So if you are in a deficit nutritionally, and your body is already going after muscle to break it down to the component amino acids for gluconeogenesis, for instance, or just the need of the amino acids for body function, and then you're training and releasing even more, it stands to reason that you're just going to catabolize the muscle and lose more muscle over time. And so really, I guess the problem comes down, and I'm thinking about it, why do people do this to themselves? And really the problem comes down to unrealistic expectations combined with the lack of deferred gratification.
Mm-hmm.
People want to lose weight now. What people fail to realize, look, Brian, I ballooned up well over 300 pounds at one point in my life.
Wow.
I did not do it in a year.
Mm-hmm.
I did it over the course of years. I did it over the course of probably 7 to 8 years. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I lost my majority of my weight. It took me about 2.5 years to lose the majority of my weight. Most people would be disappointed with that. They would say, oh, that's way too long. I want to look good. I've got my reunion. I've got to go. I'm going to go to the beach. Everybody. So the idea that you put on this weight over the course of 3-4 years, but you want to take it off in 3-4 months is ludicrous. Who is at fault for that? Is it just impetuosity of people, or is the diet industry partially to blame by creating these unrealistic expectations that you can drop 50, 60, 70 pounds of weight safely in a couple months?
Well, I mean, that carrot on a stick is out there. And, you know, I think you hit on a couple of really important points here when you're telling your own story, that it happened over a period of time. And so one of the key things that works against us is this whole notion of creeping obesity, where if you look at the timeline and we take a typical person, let's say we take a male and we use a male timeline from the age of 18 to say 50. And they go through the passages of different times in their life. They're maybe a college student. They get their first job. They get married. They have children. So we have all these things going on. And at the same time, once they're starting that career, of course, they're working like a slave trying to impress the boss and move up in the company and all those sorts of things. So what happens is, if we look at that timeline, there is a pretty predictable increase in body fat on the basis of about a pound a year, such that when you ask somebody, what did you weigh in high school? And you say, well, I weighed 150, and then we catapult 30 years later, so we go from age 20 to age 50, and it's very typical to see a 30-pound weight gain there.
Right.
The problem is that it is so subtle, and you're looking at yourself every day, you don't realize it until, as you just mentioned, oh, wait, my son is getting married soon, and I've got a lot of relatives coming in from out of town. I don't want to see them see me looking like this, or I've got a high school reunion. Something catches our attention that says, hey, look at me. I've gained all this weight. I didn't do it overnight. I did it over 30 years.
Right.
But we are led to believe that there are simple fixes for this. I'll pick up Dr. Flim Flam's Get Skinny Overnight diet, and I can take off this 30 pounds in 6 weeks. It tells me right here how to do it.
Right.
And we then produce these results, and that's another trap here. The book is probably telling the truth. You can lose 30 pounds in 6 weeks. None of them, absolutely no crash diet has ever said 30 pounds of fat. It's always said 30 pounds of weight. So,
right.
So there's another trap, that these crash diets do work. They do deliver. They slash the weight off you very quickly. Most of it's muscle mass, but they don't tell you that.
I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to just briefly talk a little bit about water weight, because I've had a newfound respect for electrolyte function in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about electrolytes, we have to remember that electrolytes are useless unless they're in water. So we're talking with Dr. Bryant Stanford. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver-safe,
and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound, and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Dr. Bryant Stanford, one of the few physicians in the world that gets it, that muscle is important. Water weight is lost early on in most of these diets, right, Dr. Stanford?
Yeah, probably the big weight loss that occurs in just the first day or two is going to be largely water weight, because the body will sacrifice its very limited storehouse of carbohydrates. You know, one of the great phenomenon is, you know, again, with all of this logic and illogic associated with how the body works, is that it's limitless in terms of how much fat you can store. I mean, we have 1,200-pound people, right? I mean, the body will continue to make new fat cells and expand the skin, and what ultimately catches these people is the organ systems begin to break down.
Right.
Otherwise, they could go to probably 2,000 pounds. However, our ability to store precious carbohydrate in the form of glucose and chained together as glycogen is limited to like a pound or so. And so there's a tremendous irony there that we are so dependent upon glucose to feed the brain and to keep our glucose level up in the bloodstream, and yet we only have about a pound of it. Now, this pound of glucose that we're storing in the liver and the muscles is stored proportionally with water. So if you have a pound of glucose stored in the body, you're going to store 2.7 pounds of water with it. And so here's the complete explanation for why weight seems to fluctuate so much up and down, and why I've always been an advocate of not weighing every day,
yeah,
not weighing every week, weighing once a month at most, at exactly the same time of day, the same day of the week, same circumstances, simply because if that carbohydrate intake changes a little bit, and you have a little bit less carbohydrate, then you're going to dump it along with all that water, and your weight goes down, and you're ecstatic. Next day, you eat a little additional carbohydrate, you pull in and store those extra 2.7 ratio of pounds of water to carbs, and your weight is up, and you're desperately annoyed and frustrated. What happened to my? And all it is a fluctuation, just like in the stock market. Okay, it's up 50 points. It's down 50 points. You should look at it once a month, not every day, because if you do, you're going to be either overjoyed that you're up, or you're going to be desperately annoyed that it's down. It's just absolutely silly.
You know, the other thing that occurs with water retention, water loss, is a change of the values of the electrolytes in the body. And this is something that, to me, is a little scarier when people start to lose water in general, especially if they start depleting water to the point where you have the concentrations of calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium start to change. A lot of people find when they diet severely and they start depleting water, they notice that they get muscle cramps easier.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, those of us who are old enough to remember when you could check your own car battery know that every now and then you had to add water to it. Otherwise, mm-hmm. it wouldn't stay charged, because mm-hmm. those electrolytes in the battery needed water in order to have the catalytic event that produces energy. And the same is true of the body. I think people don't pay enough attention to hydration, in my humble opinion.
Oh, my goodness. You are exactly right. I would be willing to bet that most Americans in particular are walking around in a state of at least semi-dehydration. And the points you're making are excellent, that, what they don't realize is, on the one hand, if you ask somebody, are you concerned about your cholesterol concentration in your bloodstream? Say, yes, I am. What are you doing about it? Well, I'm doing A, B, and C. I'm taking Lipitor, and I'm trying to avoid saturated fats, so forth and so on. And yet, they'll turn right around, and they'll dehydrate themselves without meaning to, but in a variety of ways, they'll dehydrate themselves with a lot of caffeine, a lot of alcohol, whatever, right. And they won't replace it. And they're walking around with a much higher concentration of cholesterol in their bloodstream simply because the water reservoir is down, hyping the concentration. So it's very easy to get quickly into an imbalance and an overconcentration of electrolytes. And this is one of the problems when we think about heat stroke. If you're out there working in the heat and you begin to get severely dehydrated, like, 3% of body weight and beyond that, when you get into those levels, the electrolyte concentration in the bloodstream can become so extreme, not because you're adding electrolytes, but simply because you're depleting the fluid medium.
Right.
And when that happens, you can really interfere with the electrical activity in the heart.
Yes.
And cause yourselves all kinds of problems.
Yes. Atrial fib. You could cause arrhythmias. You could cause asystole in worst cases, where magnesium and calcium get out of sync. Very, very dangerous stuff. So when you're dieting, if you stop drinking water just so you could see the scale change, you're doing some damage to your body. You really are. You need to continue to drink water throughout your diet and ignore the scale. Dr. Bryant, let me ask you a question. Clearly, the people who have followed medicine for 50 years, 100 years now, must understand the value of muscle and muscle's ability, and especially in current times, the ability for muscle to actually help ward off metabolic syndrome. Why does no one talk about muscle? I mean, I read an article by the Mayo Clinic one time about normal weight obesity, which is skinny fat. They weighed in on it, and there were three spots in the article where the word muscle and muscle activity should have been put in there. And they actually wrote around those words mm-hmm. to say things that were ambiguous. And what is it about muscle that it seems that no one wants to pay attention to it? Do you think we got bullied by jocks when we were in high school and we're damned if we're going to follow that road? What do you think it is?
Well, what I think it is, Carl, is if you think about how physician assistants, nurse practitioners, general practitioners in general, how they're trained. If you think about the whole medical school experience, the whole medical school experience is geared toward fixing problems. It's geared toward presentation of a symptom, diagnosis, medication to fix the problem, basically. if you think about it in those terms, all of the milieu surrounding muscle that we've been talking about for the last 40 minutes or so is really a health issue. It's really a health issue because I'm not presenting to a physician in general. I'm not presenting a problem for the physician to fix if I'm losing muscle mass. I am destroying my health. I am ruining my weight management efforts. I'm doing all kinds of things that are deleterious to the body. But in terms of what symptoms I'm presenting to the doctor, I'm not presenting any symptoms that are going to lead to a diagnosis and some sort of treatment. And so it's pretty much off the radar screen. We're just really not dealing with it because it's really a health issue. And you know, one of my pet peeves over the years has been that decades and decades ago when we made a very bad choice, and that was to merge health and medicine as one discipline. They couldn't be more different. Medicine deals with non-health. But because health and medicine have been merged, people have the attitude, well, my doctor takes care of my health. No. Your doctor helps to fix you when you need fixing.
Right.
Your health is up to you. But we don't realize that. And so I think really all of this stuff surrounding muscle fits into the health category. And since it's in the health category, it's not dealt with by the medical community.
Yeah, you know what? I have to tell you, I am so taken aback by a doctor who talks the way you do because I'm so accustomed to a totally different point of view. And I'm thinking to myself while you're talking, your students are so lucky. Are you able to share this type of wisdom with your students, or do you have to stick to the criteria of the curriculum?
Well, the students that I teach, like for example, I teach a nutrition class, and so the whole purpose of the nutrition class is to present nutrition not from the perspective of a science in and of itself, like you know here's how many vitamins are in a piece of broccoli or whatever, but from the perspective of how does nutrition interface with health and interface with the prevention of the chronic diseases that are causing us to live sicker and die quicker in this society. Heart disease. How does nutrition interface there, and what do you really need to understand about it so that you can go out and evangelize to other people? That's the key. But in most medical schools nowadays, and it's beginning to happen, that nutrition is finally breaking its way into the curriculum. One of the biggest problems has been that most medical schools historically have taught students in a way that helps to ensure they will pass their boards, because there's nothing worse for a medical school than to have a student fail the board. So since there's nothing about nutrition on the boards, there's no reason to teach anybody about nutrition. Same thing for health issues in general.
Right.
Health, nutrition, and so forth really are not on the radar screen. Our medical model is based entirely upon fixing you once a problem occurs, diagnoses.
Yeah, that's really sad. Last break. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. We're talking with Dr. Brian Stanford, a different type of medical mind. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today. And do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for?
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
I'm holding in my strong, muscular hand a bag of Physique 2.0 in chocolate ice cream. I'm excited, looking forward to trying it. This is a meal replacement product that has a large molecular weight carbohydrate source called hydroxypropyl distarch phosphate, and is the brainchild of Dr. Scott Connolly, the founder of Metrex. And it is being touted by many people who are using it as a carbohydrate that does not spike insulin. So we'll see. I'm talking right now with Dr. Bryant Stanford. You know, Dr. Stanford, I can't help but coming in this direction after what we've been talking about, and even discussing the agendas and curriculums in medical schools and how they're changing. I can't help but thinking that doctors are like scientists, and using critical thinking skills. When you're taught science and you understand how things work, and then you apply your own critical thinking skills, quite often it allows you to pick apart the things that just don't make sense. Kind of like your penchant for exposing the idiocy in weight loss in a vacuum when you're losing muscle instead of just fat, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. How is it that doctors resolve themselves in today's medical environment with so many drugs that carry side effect risks that quite often are more dangerous than the treatment, the illnesses that they treat? How is it that they don't use the critical thinking skills and say, this just doesn't make sense. I'm not going to do this.
Well, the perfect example would be a type 2 diabetic. I mean, we know you can turn around a type 2 diabetic by getting off body fat, particularly in the abdominal region, daily exercise. It's like, duh. And yet, the typical approach, and it's estimated right now we have somewhere around 7 million undiagnosed type 2 diabetics walking around there in the American society right now, that that one of these days when they get to the doctor, it'll be like, hey, congratulations, you are a diabetic and probably have been for many years and you don't realize it. The problem is that the immediate approach that the physician likely has been taught is here is a medication that is going to help to treat the symptom of what? Elevated blood glucose level. Instead of going after the core cause of it, which would be insulin resistance, we treat the symptom. And if you go all the way back to the history of our whole Western medical model, it's based upon treating symptoms, which gets back to what we were talking before about when, if we've got these health issues that do not present symptoms that lead to a diagnosis, that lead to some level of clinical significance, that leads to some kind of medication to counteract it, then it's just absolutely not on the radar screen. So if you think about it in those terms, if I've been trained and steeped in this methodology, I probably don't do much in the way of healthful living on my own unless it interests me. Now the physicians out there who are doing the job with preventive medicine and really helping their patients to be healthier and not just treating the symptoms of disease but trying to help it, typically they are physicians who have their own personal interest in being healthy.
Right.
And so once they go on that route, then they begin to investigate all of these problems that we're talking about. But unless they cross that bridge, they pretty much rely upon their medical training and they stay right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you a question. I know that you are a vegetarian, correct?
Correct.
Okay, are you a lacto-ovo vegan?
I eat egg whites, and I eat fish.
Okay, good.
So I'm
excellent.
Not a vegan,
right?
Per se, I cheat a little bit.
There you go. Yeah, you know what? I think that no. I think that's actually, in my humble opinion, more like a Mediterranean diet. That sounds like to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very careful with regard to keeping my saturated fat very low.
Okay.
I try to be careful with regard to the simple sugar content, and of course, if you're going to keep your saturated fat content low, then you have a lot of choices that you have to avoid. But yeah, I actually, to be honest about it, I tried being a vegan for a while, but this was 20 plus years ago at a time when it was, you know, much less, the society was much less amenable. If you went to a restaurant, there was almost nothing you could eat. If you couldn't eat a piece of fish, what are you going to do? You're going to get a tomato filled with garbanzo beans or something. It's going to be hurriedly made up in the kitchen by somebody that doesn't have a clue what they're doing.
Yes.
But nowadays, there's much more of a sense of what being a vegan means, but it's still not easy. But I guess my attitude is that if you look at diet, if you want to go all the way into the Dean Ornish realm of reversing heart disease, then you really need a vegan approach. You need to cut your fat intake down to virtually zero and your saturated fat intake to zero and so forth. On the other hand, if you feel pretty good about where you are and you want to prevent deterioration, you want to preserve health, then you can be much less Spartan in your approach. I'm not sure that you need to have a vegan approach. I think
right.
You can do other, blend it. And as you say, the Mediterranean diet that is careful with the saturated fat content would be quite appropriate.
What are your feelings about soy? Do you eat soy?
I eat a lot of soy.
Okay.
Yeah, I eat a lot of soy. I noticed an incredible change when I quit drinking skim milk years ago. And of course, as we know, milk is probably the leading source of food allergies. And I would wake up and I was a big milk drinker because I'm working out all the time and doing things. And it was one of my primary sources of protein.
Right.
And I started reading about it and got much more interested in nutrition and so forth and thought, well, I wonder if milk with its high allergic content could be the source of my waking up in the morning, having all this mucus constantly pouring out of my head. I used to just write it off as allergies to, to the grasses and so forth and so on. And bingo, the moment I quit drinking milk and switched over to soy milk, that stuff cleared up in a heartbeat. It was just amazing to me. So all those years I had a milk allergy, which is very common in our society.
Yes, but the problem with milk in our society is that the cows are eating corn and grain and the lectins are coming through to the milk, and that's where the allergic reaction is.
Right.
But aside from that, now let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that soy products, high in phytoestrogens, can actually mitigate some of the symptoms that women develop as they're going through menopause?
Well, I think like anything else, I think that you can go too far. And, you know, we have so many soy products available today, you can almost be on a soy diet where that's what, you know, you got, you know, soy chicken patties and soy burgers and soy hot dogs and soy this and soy that, plus just eating soybeans in general and, you know, in your salads and so forth and so on. And then soy milk and soy cheese and on and on and on. I think there can be a problem if there is too much soy in your diet, particularly for a male. Now, the whole business about the, you know, about the soy, you know, and this bumps up against the whole issue of estrogen replacement therapy and all that sort of stuff, where, you know, are you counteracting what you're trying to do by taking in too much soy? And, you know, I think the jury is still out on that. Quite frankly, I think there's some contamination in the data by anti-soy factions that are a bit concerned about soy taking over certain areas in the marketplace. But I'm always a proponent of moderation, and I've got to watch myself sometimes where I'm thinking, hey, wait a minute, I'm drinking soy milk, I'm eating soy cheese, I'm eating soy chick patties, and so I need to cut back simply because I need to stay in that moderate zone.
Okay, because you do recognize that there is some estrogenic effects of it.
So. There certainly can be. And I think if you overload, if you overload on anything, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Okay. That's where I was going. I was just curious how you felt about that. And that's prudent. The other thing that I would like to invite you to try sometime, mm-hmm. if you can get your hands on it. And, there is a group of us who are in a cow share program here in mm-hmm. Louisville. But you really may want to try raw unpasteurized milk from grass-fed, hormone-free, mm-hmm. antibiotic-free cows. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who was lactose intolerant since he was a teenager
mm-hmm.
and couldn't drink milk for decades. He's 50. He actually just turned 50, and he's thriving on the raw milk.
Wow.
Doesn't bother him. And the other thing is, someone that I knew for quite a long time who had developed rhinitis, you know, mm-hmm. when you have chronically inflamed mm-hmm. lining of the tissue in the nasal passage, she couldn't mm-hmm. breathe. She couldn't breathe out of her nose for probably 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
She was actually thinking about going and getting the surgery to have this corrected, started drinking raw unpasteurized milk, and within 3 days, for the first time in like years, she was able to breathe out of her nose.
I'm a big believer in going back to what's natural.
Yes.
I mean, I really think that many of our problems are self-imposed because of the profit margin of trying to produce things artificially and so forth and so on. And we don't realize it because it's so part of our culture.
And that's what this is part of the mission of this show. Part of the mission of this show is to get people to strive to return to more ancestral diet mm-hmm. ways. And when I say ancestral diets, I mean actually try to reproduce the quality of the food, not just the variety, the quality of the food that our ancestors 200 years ago had available to them. They were not feeding corn the last 3 months of a cow's life to put 3 pounds of fat a day on it.
Mm-hmm.
They were not feeding cows genetically modified soy and grain. Cows ate grass. They have two stomachs specifically because they eat grass. It's like, why are we fooling with these things? We know that this is what is leading to a lot of the disease in this country.
Absolutely.
Our manipulation of the food chain.
Absolutely.
So,
I agree.
You know, it's an interesting concept, and it's hard to get people to believe it because modern wisdom says that nutrition has no effect on the etiology of disease. In fact, the guy I had on during the first hour of my show was given 3 months to live. He had cancer, had consumed 90% of his left lung. Mm. And 8 years later, he's still alive. He cut sugar out of his diet. He was a power lifter. That had something to do with it. The guy was super strong to begin with. He'd been training for years. He was able to resist the damaging effects of the chemo and continued to lift through the chemo.
Mm.
But
He cut sugar out of his diet. He cut grain out of his diet. He went more to an ancestral diet, a paleo-style diet.
Right.
And the doctor said, if the cancer doesn't kill you, the chemo will. That's how much chemo they had to give him.
Wow.
And 8 years later, he's still lifting strong, and he's still doing well. So
wonderful.
You know, diet is just so important. It really, really
is.
Oh,
Lord. I think really that's where it's at. That's absolutely where it's at.
Brian, are you working on a book?
No.
No time to do that, huh?
I'd love to, but no.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I want to thank you. I know how busy you are. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Always a pleasure, Carl.
Okay. Take care.
You too. Bye.
All right. That's it. You've spent another 2 hours listening to Superhuman Radio. Hope you got something good out of it. I want to thank my guests, of course, Danny Aguirre for coming on and sharing his inspirational story with us. And of course, syndicated columnist, Dr. Bryant Stanford, one of the few physicians in the world who gets it that muscle is important. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.